Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon and welcome, everybody. This would be the Jeff Cameron Show right here on 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV. Great to be with you. Hope you're well. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jeff. That's Tom. Great Monday to you. Hope your weekend went well. Appreciate you if you're watching on War Chant TV or listening here on the terrestrial airwaves of 93.3. You can find me on Twitter, if you will, at J Cameron Show. Good to have a game. I'm surprised. I was taken aback by the bye week. I enjoyed some things, but I missed watching this team play, and I think it has to do with some of the momentum we saw gathered by this team over the course of the last 2 weeks and the last two wins, and then from there, I thought, all right, well, they seem to have struck a chord there with that secondary and some areas that I'm kind of excited about. And the next thing you know, then you got this break. And they needed the break because they were not healthy. So I get that. But I'm anxious to see them play. I know it's UMass. As we start the week, I get that they're, you know, obviously Florida State, massive favorites against one of the worst teams in all of college football. But I also, it's more about the process. I sound like coaches everywhere these days. It's more about the process. I want to see, do they continue to build? Is there good communication? Thank you, Tony. Is there, all that good stuff? Or do we watch this continued growth? Again, outcome is separate. Let's say you win the game 49-7, whatever. How do you play? How do you communicate? Are you locked in? Are we able to give good high marks, should I say, to these segment groups again? Because they've all really kind of, and that's kind of, if you go to warchant.com, you'll see we did a roundtable there. And talked about this defense and what needed to happen in the second half of the season and what's gone wrong and what's gone right and who do you like and who's really disappointed you and all those things. And, you know, I still think there's plenty of room left. We've got a lot of season left to see real growth from guys who maybe have been disappointing up to this point. And then we've got other guys that have played well who I think will continue to play and get better and better and better as the year goes on. And I'm anxious to see them play. So I hit the ground running this morning. You and I played at least half of a charity golf tournament today. And that was a lot of fun too, but I woke up with my mind on two things: playing golf with you and hanging out, and then also Florida State game week. Here we go. Let's continue to see this climb.
No, I rather enjoyed listening to Mike Norvell speak to the assembled media today as we were wrapping up on the drive down from where we were at Golden Eagle to the studios. I heard his comments, and he was describing how, for recruiting purposes, this week has been absolutely critical. Because when you boil it down to his time here since he took the job, he's had one collection of time that amounts to about 20 days in which he can travel throughout the state and region to fortify relationships with high school coaches. And last week, they were able to do that once again. They could sneak out, he said, the Friday before they played Notre Dame. They got around the area as much as they could, but that's more the immediate area. This was a chance for them to go far and wide and actually, instead of a Zoom call or a phone call, shake somebody's hand and ask them about what are we doing right, what are we doing wrong, and how can we, you know, make our relationship stronger. Wink, wink, nod, nod. I'm sure there was a few things that might have been wink, wink, nod, nod, but I don't care. It's critical. And if you think about how long he's been here, and he's had essentially less than a month to get those relationships in line from a recruiting standpoint, this last week was critical, not just because we got healthy on the football field. We're getting healthier as a program because you've got to be able to make those relationships count for something.
A little worried as we continue to see guys here and there decide to take it on down the road or reopen their recruiting process. We're not shocked to find out about a Lou Baugh, who I brought to the program, Tom, personally. And I seem to have failed us for the first time in a long time. I got that commitment out of the blue. I told you I felt it deep down in the cockles. I couldn't believe that I was able to have my sway, no longer with just defensive tackles that I've successfully brought in over the years, but beginning to feel that it was going to merge into the offensive line as well. And Lou Baugh was the first to fall victim to the way that I throw it out there. But then somehow...
Did a parcel get lost in the mail?
I don't know. I don't know.
One a month, right? Are we supposed to be sending one a month?
I've got to talk to my people, Tom, because for whatever reason, my man has, you know, we lasted that commitment through the summer, and then we got off to the slow start this year, and he kind of worried about it and began to wonder, and now he's seemingly going to take
it. I think that's the end of that, yeah. I don't know that you can... You call it re-de-re, right? But, I mean, it's actually like de-re. This would be a de-re.
Yeah, you commit, then you decommit, then you recommit. And so you have the re-de-re's that we've had in the past. You don't think he's going to be a re-de-re?
No, but I do think what gets really fun here, if you look around the world of college football as it pertains to our remaining games, we could be, amongst our regional rivals, we could be in the healthiest place of all of them.
It's
by the end of the season, outside of Georgia, Alabama, like, I mean, you talk about LSU, Florida, Miami, you look at a lot of these programs and what they're going through right now. If we capitalize on this momentum, you got to go out and capitalize on the momentum. The win over North Carolina is not going to stand on its own at the end of November if it's the only big one that you got. But if you parlay it into a 5-win season, maybe dare to dream a 6-win season. Kids could be looking back at our program and saying, maybe I've made a bad decision. Maybe I need to go to Florida State. Some good things are happening there.
Well, you know, in addition to what you talked about with LSU and what we talked about last week, and we had some fun with it, but by the way, watching Max Johnson play, I'm unwavering in that I'm picking up the phone if that phone call is made, Tom. But, no, there are plenty of guys that LSU is in on or currently on the roster, and maybe some linebackers. Now that we know they're moving on from Ed O, and by the way, the more you read about that Ed O situation, LSU, how would they have not moved on sooner? What a nightmare. I mean, if a lot of the allegations are true regarding his inability to kind of keep it together around the ladies.
Keep it together.
Yeah, that's not good. Not good. But yes, to your point, Florida loses to that operation this weekend, and that is something to see a defense give up all those points to a struggling offense. And then Miami loses in heartbreaking fashion to North Carolina, a team that Florida State just easily vanquished. You do get excited about the possibilities for what remains regarding Florida State's season, what's possible in the win column, what's possible in garnering or currying favor from certain recruits that have been looking at those two institutions, those three institutions. Maybe you got a shot. We'll see. We'll cross our fingers there.
I got to say, full marks to LSU, though. Way to handle the situation, because Auburn has been put in that type of place a lot with Gus Malzahn. And for years, he'd pull the rabbit out of his hat. He'd beat Alabama and save his job. And they didn't have the guts to say after a big win or a shocking win, no mas, we're done with you. LSU, you get the win over Florida, unexpected for the second straight year. Is it like beating Alabama? No. But for where they are right now, it's a good result, really good result. And the immediate reception to that win was Ed O saved his job. How about that? Another week in the sun.
Nope.
And they said, hell no.
No, he didn't
hell
save his job
to the
at
naw.
All. No. Hey, so for those that are newer to the program, maybe you just started listening when we got onto 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV, and you weren't a regular listener for the last 20-plus years of the Jeff Cameron Show and all of its variety, I would say this. There is a saying when a coach gets let go and is able to retain monies owed him, and that is a kiss my ass on Main Street. Did you see just how big a kiss my ass on Main Street moment this is for Ed O? So, this may be the biggest kiss my ass on Main Street in the history of kiss my ass Main Street on the Jeff Cameron Show. This guy's a scumbag. This guy, who we now know probably any number of times could have been let go for cause, right, or with cause, is going to get and be able to recoup and claim the remaining $17 million on his contract and avoid what appears to be, anyhow, burgeoning legal troubles. That is a hell of a kiss my ass on Main Street. I cheated. I'm unscrupulous. I'm perhaps a bit of a predator. But you're going to give me my $17 million for me to walk away. And at 60, he's 60. $17 million to walk away. He ended up getting a ring. Take it to the beach, Edo.
Yeah,
go Tiger. Take it to the beach.
Go Tiger. That's what he says.
Well, what would you do? I mean, there's no reason to dip your toes back in the waters at that point. Call it a day. There was speculation today in The Athletic. Well, you know, where would Ed want to go? That's first of all, what AD is clamoring to bring that guy in? Secondly, if I'm him, where do I want to go? The south of France, wherever I want to go. I'm not doing this every day, all day, you know, 70 hours a week just so that I can lose and what, go work where? Yeah. No, man.
Well, it ain't going to be TV unless they got like Bayou Sports Network. Like, he can work for the Bayou Sports Network.
But. It ain't going to be TV is right. That's a toughie. That is a toughie. Let's see. What did I do? I had Nebraska. That's a big L. I'm going to finally have to leave it alone. Scott Frost. That's a no-show. That's a no-show. Big W for Texas A&M over Mizzou. What was the final of the Purdue-Iowa score? I know that Purdue won the game.
It was like 24-7 in the fourth quarter, wasn't it?
I think it was the – Matthew, you got that final? They dominated the game.
Matthew's like a scoreboard check in the first segment.
Well, I want to see, did I get my under? I think I got my under that
final. We'll find out. I was on the golf course for the afternoon slate on Saturday.
Well, Purdue did dominate.
24-7 was the final.
You're damn right. That's another win.
Win.
Under 44 right there. Texas Tech minus 16.5. I told you it's the gift that keeps on giving. I think they won that game like 50-something to nothing. So another W there.
Win.
I don't think I got my Iowa State K-State under 51.5. I'll need Matthew to do a check there. Also check on Western Kentucky Old Dominion over under 66. I don't think I got the...
He's like, what? What? He looks like McConaughey smoking a cigarette. He's coming after me in the opener. Usually it's a monologue.
Come out swinging. Green Bay covered easily. Kansas
53
City.
Was the total for your Iowa State game. 53 was the total.
Oh, man, I just
That's
missed it.
That's a bad beat.
That's a bad beat indeed. Give me Western Kentucky Old Dominion, 66 the number. What do you got?
63.
Son of a... All right. That humbles you. Did get Green Bay, did get Kansas City, and the Bucks screwed me by a half a point. It's a winning week.
Yeah, yeah. The Bucks did.
Oh, buddy.
We talked about it on Friday, but that's finding a way. When they lined up for two, lot of people in a lot of casinos in their own living rooms were like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Well, especially because I was sitting there trying to do the math. I was like, why are you going for two here? Is this just to screw those that have minus 6.5? What? Why are you doing this? Just kick the extra point, make it 28-21, and let's go. Why are you going for two here?
We've got a really good play. We repped a really good play in practice this week.
Well, admittedly, you're seeing it more and more. You watch these two-point conversions. Carolina's two-point conversion.
Oh, again, the shovel pass? Oh, that's unstoppable.
But it's a double shovel pass. It's a double. They faked the first and then gave the second. I was like, what are we doing? A little double.
That's good body language there.
Give it a double. I was like, what is going on here? They faked the first shovel. There's another shovel. It's a double shovel.
And double shovel has been repped. You can tell because of how comfortable Darnold was running that play.
It was clean.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm waiting. I'm patient.
I do shovel to you. That, my friends, is a double shovel.
You know what that is, too?
Yeah, it's a touchdown.
Or a two-point conversion
in this case.
But it's also a lineage play. You know who runs the best shovel passes in the NFL? About the only person who does the last 10 years? Sean Payton. I guarantee you that's taken from Brady's time with Sean Payton.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. He calls the shovel better than anybody else in the league, and you don't really see anybody else. Maybe Mahomes every once in a while will run a play like that, but Breeze used to run the hell out of that.
Yeah, well, it beat him throwing overhand.
That's why. You know, there was one day where Peyton's like, we need a shovel.
We got to get a shovel. My man cannot get the ball 15 yards down the field.
We need another shovel to bury this guy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so there's that. That said, I see the shovel pass has made a huge comeback. I'd like us to run it more frequently because I love it.
Low risk.
Oh, I love it. Every time I see it, I love it.
People always freak out. Yeah, when the ball hits the ground, if it's incomplete. Yeah.
It's forward. Yeah. Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back guaranteed. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
TV. Ah, buddy. I know exactly where I was the first time I heard this song. As many moons ago, many moons ago.
Volkswagen Bug?
Actually, no. I listened.
Can you repeat the story?
Yeah. It's not bad. But I was getting on a plane to go to New York City with the school newspaper, The Centurion. I was a writer for The Centurion. And we were going to New York City, and I had never been to New York City. And I was 16 years old.
You were
old.
About to get robbed is what you were.
I did get robbed at the Port Authority. It's a toughie. But that's it. Lesson learned. Don't stare up at the big, tall buildings while you have a lot of money in your pocket. Yeah, I was a mark. They had me. I was going to buy tickets for Knicks Sixers, and I had everybody's money. And that also is a mistake. Don't give all your money to the kid to go down to the Madison Square Garden ticket office to buy. That's crazy. When you think about it, that truly was the 80s. Anyhow, so, yeah, because we had, you know, various parents that went on this trip. They're like, yeah, send Jeff down to Madison Square Garden. That's crazy.
Any one of you lazy bums, yeah. You know, adults?
Yeah.
Nuts. Yeah, you take care of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was a wide-eyed kid. Anyhow, that album came out right before that trip, and I was already a fan of The Replacements, but then that was like their effort to mainstream, and that video made it to MTV, and I remember being shocked because they had always been anti-video, and I was like, oh, there's Paul Westerberg, this is amazing. And I heard that and then got on a plane, and off to New York City we went, where I was gleeful, Tom. It was pre-robbery, but I was gleeful indeed. Real quick. Some roofing companies say they're the best in town with the best price around, and safety is their top priority, but they don't always have your best interest at heart. At T-Spark Enterprises Roofing and Construction, they undergo regular safety training and are constantly being educated on new techniques and new materials, like becoming master metal applicators. It's my favorite read. Master metal applicators. That should be a band. Have you considered a new metal roof before? Long-lasting and durable. You're in luck because T-Spark Enterprises Roofing and Construction are the best in town, period. Call them today, 766-1340, or get a free quote today at tsparkconstruction.com. Metal, master metal applicators.
I put that on my business card.
I would, too. That's all it would say. I have my name in tiny letters, but master metal applicator. They're like, this guy. What does he do? I don't know. He's a master metal applicator, though.
Next to phone, it just says, trust me.
You know, they do this every week. Feldman does his rankings of those that are on the hot seat, vice versa, and all that. And they include just about everybody from every division. And he goes lukewarm, cold, hot. All. And the only reason I looked at it is I've been enjoying the reads because back-to-back they've had Manny Diaz and Mike Norvell right next to each other. And he has written repeatedly now that it has cooled considerably now that the Noles have won two straight and there are on-field signs of things turning around. Not the same for Manny, Tom. Not the same for Manny. But I'm torn on this since we were just talking about coaches getting fired. I want Miami to win a game or two here. They don't need to just go and make a good hire. Like, look, keep Manny around for a little while.
Well, the speculation amongst some people who are dialed into the Miami community, super
fans, $8 million buyout,
is that they don't have that kind of money. And so, therefore, they would not be a candidate to hire some of the names that are out there. Not even Mark Stoops.
Not even Mark Stoops?
They need to.
You can't afford Mark Stoops?
I would think on the open market, he'd count for, what, $4 or $5 million a year now, at minimum?
I like Mark, and he's done a good job. Obviously, we saw Georgia just deliver the ass beating that we kind of We said, like, that might be close for like, a half.
Mark strikes me as the type who would take a pay cut to go to a job he really wants at an institution where he, where the long t- he's always about the long play. You know, that's what he did at Kentucky when he pitched them. He showed them the long plan of how he could get them. It's going to take 5 years. It's going to take 7 years to get here.
It's a smart plan, by the way. If I take a job, I'd like to tell somebody who's paying me multi-million dollars, you got to invest in me for 5 to 6 years.
Well, of course, it's smart in some ways, but also at a program like Kentucky, that's also the truth.
Reality, yeah.
Somebody tells you they can fix the program in 2 or 3 years at Kentucky, you tell them, where's the, you know, there's the door.
Yeah, that'd be a lot.
That's not going to work here. But Mark strikes me as the type who would understand that in the long run. But still, some people that I know who are dialed into Miami say, they'd have to find some new sources of revenue that they just don't have right now to make that type of move.
Did you catch the picture of him sitting in the corner by himself? I mean, there's nobody else on the field. It's long after Miami has lost in really devastating fashion to North Carolina. Batted ball in the air, the whole deal. That looks like a lonely man. I felt bad for him, oddly.
Well, he's a Knoll, you know, even though he's wearing the wrong garb.
Yeah. He was. He just stared by himself. Whoever took that picture, that's a great picture. He's just by himself. There's nobody in that stadium staring off into the sky, thinking to himself, oh, man.
He's thinking, I've made a lot of money. You know?
Well, I would be thinking that, too. Maybe he's about to get his own special Kiss My Ass on Main Street. $8 million to go away. Again, give me the kind of job in which I get fired and you pay me millions to stop working. Sure. Greatest gig in all the world. When you're in it, it's really difficult and you work tirelessly, obviously. But knowing that you've got a golden parachute if you fail, so long as you don't do something absurd or illegal off the field, as long as you don't ruin the university's reputation because of your behavior, or you don't go to prison, or you don't do something.
You don't go back to Columbus to see the PR grandkids. Rep that yes, the PR rep that you met at a previous event.
Yeah.
You don't go back to see that person. Not a random person who dragged you out of a restaurant for pictures.
Uh-huh. I have wondered about this for a while. It's not... So, you know, he had time before that press conference, Urban Meyer. How is it yet again? So it's one thing for me to say that moment in time revealed once again what a scumbag he is. It's another to then say, and that it reveals that he doesn't have friends and all that, obviously, because they could have shepherded him from that situation. Urban, this is not a good look. We got to go. There are people here with cameras. Let's ride. All that, right? So none of that happened. But you have the whole night. Now, the internet and stuff on it, it happens quickly. Things go viral very quickly. It did not take long for those pictures to emerge. He knows damn well what he was doing. He knows why he went there. He knows why he stayed behind and left the team in the lurch. He knows all those things, right? And the next day's presser, you have the temerity to once again stand up there and tell everybody that you were there to visit the grandkids. How he had time to think of that lie. What are we doing, man? How dumb do you think everybody is?
Well, it's true if I have a nickname that, you know, the grandkids are a nickname for something. That way I'm actually telling the truth. It's like the end of The Informant with Matt Damon. Yeah. Remember where they go, stop.
Yeah.
Because he's just sitting on the couch. He's caught. And he tries to come up with something.
And they're like, stop.
Stop.
Just stop.
That's who Urban is. Literally. That's who he is, walking the earth.
You had time. It's popping up everywhere all over. You see what's happening. You've got the pictures. There's the video.
The
different
pictures.
Angles. All of it. Sit down and think this through, my man. You can't come out with that.
Grandkids, Trevor Lawrence, Vegas. Got it. You've done it again, Urban.
I'm just going to double down that once again, further proof, he's not close to anybody. Because you would bounce that off your friend. You would bounce that off of somebody who cared about you, and they would say, that is insane. You can't say that. That's going to get easily proved wrong within an hour of you announcing that.
Interesting move, though, by Trevor Lawrence in England. Did you notice that he had his hand on Urban Meyer's shoulder as the kick was going?
Mm-hmm.
The winning kick for the Jags, who are no longer winless. Good job, Jacksonville. You have just relegated Miami, it feels like, to your level, which is awful. But Trevor Lawrence stood with Urban, knowing full well the cameras would be on in that moment. That's an interesting move. A move that a leader would take to try and rally the troops a little bit from the rookie.
Well, I think it's suffice to say that Clemson has missed that type of leadership ability, to, you know, to say the least. By the way, watching that game, we have not had a chance to talk since the end of that game.
Mm-hmm. Easy cover.
Buddy, the kind of problems Clemson's having right now feel a lot like the kind of problems that began to reveal themselves in 2015, 2016 here.
God, I hope so.
One can dream. One can dream, because it doesn't it feel like it has to be more than just an offensive line issue? Like, they have recruited not the offensive line exceptionally well, but the amount of talent on that team that is going to waste week to week, something else is going on.
Oh, you saw moments of mental weakness and some critical moments. Remember the drop over the middle? I think it was first half, and Justin Ross comes off, and, you know, he rolled his ankle, he goes in the injury tent, and he's fine. I'm like, oh, sir, that tells me that you got some guys cutting corners. Little moments like that. But what's crazy is you had two low percentage throws and catches that ends up being just enough for Clemson to win the game, one of which is a fake punt. I mean, it's like a back shoulder prayer throw that I think is 82. I forget the kid's name. The guy goes up, makes an incredible adjustment on the football, and lands in bounds, first down Clemson. They score just before halftime. There's, you know, 20 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever it is. And then the throw late, the touchdown on the right side of the end zone where the kid gets his leg down. Those are the athletes that Clemson has to make the difference in those moments. But you need moments like that in order to beat Syracuse by three?
Yeah.
Sirs, what are we doing?
I continue to marvel. Again, I watch that every week now, and I keep waiting for them to turn the corner because there's so much talent. And every week, here we are in the middle of the third quarter going, what is going on?
It's the interior of that line that's getting destroyed. The tackles are all right, but the interior is just god-awful.
Before the year began, it was the number one reason I picked Georgia against them. It was the reason that I thought you might see some struggles at Clemson, but I could never have guessed this kind of struggle.
What would the score be if the two of those teams played again, neutral field, Georgia and Clemson?
Oh, 30-something to nothing?
Yeah, right. Right. They got the best chance they were ever going to get at Georgia.
They did. First game of the year, and they had that defensive line intact. And, you know, and Georgia was also beat up going into the first game of the year, which is really weird. Georgia, and I talked to the guy, you know, we talked to Rodney DeBolsey and others with Georgia every week. In fact, I'm going to talk to him again this week. But they talked about how messed up their preseason camp was. They were losing receivers. They were losing defensive backs. They were losing linebackers. Guys were dropping like flies. And they went into that game, and they knew they had a depth of talent, but they went into that game really beat up. Last week when I talked to the guy from Georgia, we had a different rep, and he said, well, you know, look, I don't – every week is different, and you'll see. I mean, they could have a bad performance. He goes, but the problem for everybody else right now is that Georgia's just now getting healthy. They're getting all the Burton back. They're getting all these guys back now.
The injuries at the quarterback position.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they're getting people back. Man, it's – you're hard-pressed. Yeah.
What's interesting to me is, and I know Skalski was back for this game for Clemson on Friday, and there was much ado about the linebackers if you watch that broadcast start to finish. But if you look at advanced metrics on Clemson's defensive front and run defense, even with Skalski in, they're good, but they're not Clemson good. They're not what we're accustomed to seeing the last, you know, 5-6 years where it's just you've got no chance. Sean Tucker did better against that defensive front than he did against ours.
I know.
That's where you start to go, well, and that
I
was
like
announced today.
Yeah.
That was a 3:30 kick. It's not a night game. All right, so that's good. It's always going to be loud in that building, but it's a 3:30 kick up at Clemson on ESPN in a couple of weeks. I don't know, man.
Oh, are you daring to dream?
I am daring.
Are you daring to dream out here on a Monday the UMass game?
I'm not calling it, but I am daring to dream and consider. Clemson has given enough. There's enough evidence that they put out there, especially now that you have a like opponent in Syracuse, not too far apart those games, where you can say, play for play, we controlled the game against Syracuse. Play for play, that was a 50-50 game between Clemson and Syracuse. We found ways to make it interesting at 9-0 and 30-20 against the Orange. And then we ended up winning in the end because of some fluky scrambles from Jordan Travis.
Yeah.
But that game was much more in doubt for Clemson than it was when we played. So head-to-head, okay. I take that piece of evidence, and it makes me go, maybe could happen.
Yeah, also, just note here, go ahead and get this game, get you know through this game unscathed, knock on wood, get this win, continue to build on your momentum. That'd be three straight wins. You go up there, Clemson swirling controversy. Look, there'll be huge favorites over Florida State, as we know. Not nearly as big of favorites as we thought they would be preseason.
Yeah, what do you think that line's going to be? It can't be bigger than 11.
Well, that's a tough call.
I'd say somewhere between 7 and 10. That'd be my guess.
I would. Yeah, you know, I might go sub 10, 9.5.
Right. Somewhere right. There. Somewhere to induce it to move on the other side of 10, one way or the other.
Yeah, one way or the other. Yeah, I agree. I would just say, though, that this it's interesting for us. We're in the position right now because, and I know you watched over the weekend, we got to go to break. The fear I had about NC State being really good and that the Mississippi State was just a weird hiccup game is true. That they are really good on both sides of the line. They're good at quarterback. They're good at running back. Big receiver. They're good.
That felt like the easiest game to call, though, given what Boston College is going through at quarterback. We talked about this when we were doing our picks on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you look at Boston College's resume and the games they played, that first month of the season, they played, you know, like Holy Cross and Colgate. You know, so it's not like even when they were getting fat, it wasn't like they were beating Power 5 teams or conference opponents and they were laying waste to them. Sure, they played Clemson tough, but everybody does. Georgia Tech played Clemson tough. So that's not even that impressive anymore. And then you look at what NC State has done on both lines of scrimmage. That was an easy game to call.
It was, but I think NC State, along with Pitt, has emerged as you know the two teams that I look at in this conference where I go, they're pretty good teams.
Isn't the matchup Pitt and Clemson this weekend?
Yes, and Clemson could very well win that game. There's a part of me that thinks they will win that game. And what does that do?
Really?
Man, Pickett's played great. Their offense is humming. I'm looking at you, Clemson. I don't care. I hope
they're on the ropes. They're on the ropes.
They got popped. They're a heavy favorite in the fight, but their eyes are watering, and they're holding on trying to get out of this round. And I'm curious. I don't know. There's a minute left in this round. I mean, what's going to happen? That Pitt game, they could be taking a knee.
Will they be like the late Screech Powers? Will they be saved by the bell?
It's the Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Shining path that leads to God's own dying sun. Straight from the fire.
Wasn't exactly stunned to see.
It's the wrong mic in the studio. Sorry about that.
It's all right, buddy. We just rolled on. Like, okay, not talking to anybody here. I got to do the point. I wasn't exactly stunned to see Tennessee fans ire at the end of that game, but golf balls? Come on, man. What are we doing? Get it together, shigadig-do.
Yeah, full beer bottles, all
get
that stuff.
It together,
you're
going to
get your alcohol responsibilities taken away. You know, there it is. Your privilege is gone.
It's funny.
I can't trust you.
You and I think so much alike. It's crazy. I'm watching the end of that game, and I see the golf balls and you know all that, and I see the mustard packets and whatever else. When I saw the beer cans, I went, oh, you folks, there's 100,000-plus people in there. You say about, 500 to 1,000 were the unruly a-holes that were throwing things. The other 100,000-plus people that aren't throwing things are like, yo, man, I hate that guy too, but I really like ice-cold beer at these games. You're killing us. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. Privileges revoked. You hillbillies cannot handle your beer.
Yep, it's the quarterly pizza party when you're in fourth grade, you know, and your teacher says, I'm sorry, you just haven't earned it. You haven't earned it. And you look at the five kids who always act out every day. And you know what? The next recess?
Beatdowns.
That's correct. We're going to sort some things out here.
Yeah. The soap. Remember I told you about
that? That's right. We're getting our Bigfoot pizza, sir. We are getting Bigfoot, and we're going to get it next Friday.
Damn
and if I
right
have to duct tape your mouth shut, I'm going to do so.
So every network now has their own plus service, right? Where they with streaming service, everything, you know, it's whatever it is. So NBC became Peacock and all that other stuff. So, you know, have you ever looked at the AMC Plus?
I mean, I've seen it advertised, and they've got their own shows and stuff, but
right.
No, sir.
I only bring it up not because they're paying me. I wish they would. But you can stream Halloween 1 through 5, Halloween H20, H2O. You can
H2O,
yeah. But it was 2020. That's really
right,
what it, yeah.
Right.
You can stream 1 through 5, H2O, Resurrection, Halloween 2007. You can stream them all for free right now. It's a free trial, Tom. I'm telling you.
This is a promo read. I thought you were going somewhere with this.
I'm debating whether or not to scare the hell out of my kids.
Oh, just the first one. That's all you need. We're all we got, we're all we need. Mm. Just the first Halloween. That is a classic.
I like the second one, too.
They're fine. They're fine, but it's like, you know, Rocky 1 tells you the story. Different varieties of the same story being told thereafter.
Rocky 2 is good.
Rocky 2 is good. But
even Rocky 3 is good.
It's a different variety
that
of the same
story.
That gets
shaky after 3. But, Four
is an awesome movie because it's basically, yes.
No, the speech at the end is terrible.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah,
that's what
it
is.
But 3 is good. Is legitimately good.
It's an entertaining.
Remember the first time you saw Mr. T, you're like, oh, I don't think he can beat Clubber Lang.
I was like, man, my name's Lang. I don't look as jacked as that guy does.
He's in that, like, it almost looks like a dungeon of an apartment. Yeah. And he's doing the pull-ups. Forget about it.
You know who spent so much money on that movie, too? It was Nike. If you notice, everybody's wearing the Nike stuff. And that's before Nike, I guess, was all that cool. Maybe they were emerging with the Jordan brand. I don't know. But I remember seeing that Clubber Lang has the Carolina Blue, man. Mm. Those trunks were gorgeous.
Those were gorgeous trunks. A little short, but
that was the era.
Yeah, it was the era. Yeah, you can't do that.
It was all. I mean, even the slow motion running scene. Like, oh my god!
What are we doing, boys? Yeah,
I don't need to see the upper half of your quad, dude.
Plus, also tucking in tank tops are just not what we do. Why are we tucking in the tank top?
Well, I don't know what's going on in that era of filmmaking. Like, you think about the slow motion running scene with Apollo and Rocky.
The homoerotic nonsense. Right. They zoom in. You're like, what is going on?
Whatever,
here?
But, like, you know, it was subliminal messaging is what's going on. Like, think about Predator. And it's also, what is it about Carl Weathers? He's in the middle of
it always.
Dylan, you son of a. And then they slap five, and then they just show them both flexing for like 10 seconds. Like, why?
What's going on? I don't know. At Jay Cameron Show. Good job, Caleb. So when Jimbo gets the LSU job, what are the chances we see him with a jersey that reads Jimbo, B-E-A-U-X, on the back?
Oh.
Actually, they should do that.
Yeah.
That would be the headline, right?
Yeah. That's going to be used. That's going to be overused.
But I would imagine. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean.
Jimbo. That's very good. Minus 5,000. That's going to happen.
Well done, Caleb. That's true. Wouldn't be surprised to see that happen. They'll go after him. Who else fits for LSU? I mean, again, I think if you want to go young and you think he's got the recruiting chops, then go after Joe Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows the program. He knows the area. Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer. But we'll see. Maybe Joe's got aspirations. He's on the fast track to being an NFL head coach if he wanted to be. That's where you've got to get inside the mind of that person. And if you've got somebody, if you're a media member, that is, that knows Joe Brady closely enough, well enough, he's doing fine in Carolina, that he's going to get some interviews for NFL head coaching jobs. And they are very different gigs. You and Ira were talking about it last night on the Smash with Dan Mullen.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Mullen, in theory, fits much better on Sundays than he does Saturdays. He can't relate to people. He's a doofus, but he can game plan with the best of them. So wouldn't that fit better as a GM's coach rather than the head of a program?
The Bruce Feldman wrote that Scott Woodward obviously wants to make a splash, and he likes splashy hires. So James Franklin is a guy they would look at. Obviously, Jimbo is a guy they would look at in short order. Would they go after, you know, I don't know. If you're,
see Napier's name thrown around.
I saw Napier's name. I saw Mel Tucker's name. Good for Mel Tucker. He's got Michigan State undefeated, and he's done a remarkable job.
Aranda hasn't done enough at Baylor yet to warrant consideration, but he's doing a good job.
He's doing a really good job.
He knows the area.
They talked about, you could look at Dabo. They talked about looking at Dabo. I don't know why you would leave Clemson to go to LSU.
I'm here in the real Death Valley now. That was a decent limited.
That wasn't
Dabo.
Terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
No.
It sounded too smart, but we'll get there.
You got to stumble over things and then throw down an ultimatum somewhere in there about what you're going to do if society doesn't work.
Well, I'll tell you what we're not going to do. We're not going to sin. We're not going to sin in this program.
We're not going to score many points this year either. It's the Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's Jeff Cameron, Show 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Great to be with you. Good Monday. Man, football wins. Those sons of bitches, they smacked us right across the face on Sunday morning. How glorious was that?
It was great. They smacked me across the face with ragweed, too, though. I was a sneezing fool yesterday, enjoying the temperature, but sneezing like crazy.
I stepped out early Sunday morning and just thought, oh, my God, whatever I do today. We went over to McClay Gardens. You got the scarecrows everywhere right now, Tom. It's a big scarecrow day at McClay Gardens with the family.
Do you enjoy that?
I did. I did enjoy that. Yeah, a lot of these groups, they were voting on the best scarecrow, so you could vote. Like, when you go in, you get your little sheet and you vote on all this. And they're themed. And so a couple of them were hilarious. I loved them. Like, they were absurdist humor. Just outstanding. You got to go. Bring Jamie and walk around. You'd like it.
Were they like celebrities or something? They're supposed to be likenesses?
No.
What's the theme?
They're themes. Like, there's different themes. Like, one of them was like an aquatic scarecrow that ate people. It was fantastic.
That's cool.
I was like, that is great. Yeah, no, that was good. Some of them were, one of them was a kick out COVID scarecrow, and he's kicking you could see like the little germ.
Oh, the virus.
With,
like,
the virus.
Pins in it.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah. Jonesy, thank you very much. Where would Ed O go with that kind of reputation, Jeff? Liberty. That's well done, Jonesy. Appreciate you. And we also had somebody else step in here and do the right thing. Troy. Fellas, it's Troy from the high country. Yes, in Wyoming. Coming to the UMass game. Can't wait to see all the changes over the past 20 years. And, of course, try the corner pocket. Go Noles. Troy, it'll be a pleasure to see you when you come in from the high country, Wyoming. That's awesome.
He's been teasing that trip for months now.
Yeah.
On the chat and through contributions. So we look forward to seeing you, man. And that game was... You know, we should still handle business, but, you know, for about 2 weeks there, we thought, well, maybe it's a good thing you picked the UMass game.
Preseason AP Top 25 College Basketball Poll. They finally did it. Florida State is preseason ranked.
Yay,
everybody. There it is. Preseason ranked. We've established, after three straight Sweet 16 appearances, that this is a program of significance, whether they lose NBA talent or not. They are going to come back loaded, ready to roll, top 20 this year at number 20. But it looks like this in rapid fire. Gonzaga, UCLA, Kansas, Villanova, Texas, Michigan, Purdue, Baylor, Duke, Kentucky, Illinois, Memphis, Oregon, Alabama, Houston, Arkansas, Ohio State, Tennessee, North Carolina, Florida State University, and below FSU would be Maryland, Auburn, St. Bonaventure, UConn, and Virginia.
Oh, you know Auburn's always on my list. I don't like Bruce Pearl very much.
You love noting the fraudulence.
Yeah, I do. So we're ahead of them in the preseason poll. They are, I mean, it's a program that wins big games, though. So it's not like it hasn't been successful under Bruce. But I like to see that we're ahead of them. And I like to see for once that we're not behind Florida in the preseason rankings. People have finally learned their lesson in that regard.
Yeah, you can't find Florida in the preseason top 25 rankings, sir. They're not there. Can't find
them. And they're gone.
Yeah, can't find them. Old Mike White doing less with more on the regular. I would note here that there are a couple of teams that are going to catch our ire, Tom, that we just don't believe should be ranked ahead of Florida State. You ready? Let's see if I'll throw it out there. You tell me if you agree or not. Do you think that Alabama should be ranked ahead of Florida State?
I don't know what they have coming back. They've been pretty good of late.
Oh, this is unscientific. This is just an opinion based on nothing.
I would say they're about the same.
Okay.
We're in that same group of the non-top 15. You know what I mean? Where it's like, all right, prove it a little bit, because we got to get a crash course ourselves on the Noles this year. I can't wait to learn about them. Looking forward to that.
I can't wait to learn about them either, and I know that they feel very, very good about what they do have, and I think in the near future we're going to have to have a couple of guests on, including Coach Ham, talk about this team a little bit. I know he will. He's always excited to do so, and he's giving of his time. So we'll break this down. This is a team that, you know, has some scorers. So couple of guys that can score the basketball.
Right.
That's you know.
Well, and to have Caleb Mills here, even though he wasn't able to practice with the team, to have him here and
for all that time, to get acclimated to the culture.
Well, the system matters. The system matters greatly.
I agree.
And your minutes are dependent upon your knowledge of the system. So you get the crash course on that. That's critical.
Well, and also you got to learn that. Bottom line is they think they have guys that can score, but they're not real sure about what they are defensively. So being here for a long period of time and learning this defense is probably the most difficult task, is figuring out what to do on that end of the floor. Hour number two, forthcoming. Stay with.